President Obama chose an iconic Cold War location, the Brandenburg Gate in Berlin, to make his new arms control proposal, offering to reduce U.S. nuclear warheads by one-third.
And I intend to seek negotiated cuts with Russia to move beyond Cold War nuclear postures.
The crowd in Berlin was enthusiastic, but actually negotiating cuts and getting any agreement ratified by the U.S. Senate will be difficult. Still, nuclear expert Heather Williams of London's Chatham House Research Institute says any talks will have a broader value.
The number itself of reductions and the number of weapons being drawn down, it's important, but it's not the most important part of arms control. It's the act of talking to each other, and it gives the U.S. and Russia this opportunity to engage and to try to improve relations.
Williams says U.S.-Russia talks could also put nuclear arms reduction on the agenda for other nuclear powers like India. 9 countries have nuclear weapons, and more are trying to join the club. Russia wants any talks to at least include China. But the United States and Russia have about 90% of the world's nuclear bombs, many of them controlled at underground facilities like this one, ready to launch on a few minutes' notice. So Cold War-style U.S.-Russian negotiations are still needed, according to British government advisor Malcolm Chalmers at the Royal United Services Institute.
I don't think it's going to happen in the next few months. I don't think it suits Putin in terms of his domestic position. But I think it's sometime in the next 5 or 10 years. I think it's a card which it will be in the interest of both the U.S. and Russia to play.
Although the United States and Russia deploy thousands of nuclear weapons on land, in the air, and at sea, concern about a U.S.-Russian nuclear exchange is far diminished from the Cold War years. But Heather Williams says there's another motivation for reducing arsenals. They're expensive.
Russia, as everyone knows, is under enormous financial pressure, and they just haven't invested in their nuclear infrastructure. Neither has the U.S. to some extent. But Russia can't afford these weapons, so they are more keen to get rid of them than the U.S.
So even at a time of reduced nuclear tensions, there's motivation to lower the threat even more, and perhaps to open a channel for U.S.-Russian dialogue on other issues at the same time. Al Pessin, VOA News, London.